About a month ago, we got the news that we were awarded the $1.2 million, and while that was very welcome news, it works out that all we can do is retrofit 25 of our 5,000-odd social houses. At the SPC, at the Special Housing meeting, that we had decided that we would write to the Minister and request that he would review the allocation and increase it. Unfortunately, we've got a response back last week to say that he won't be increasing the grant, and basically that Donegal County Council will have to pay from their own resources for further retrofitting of our social housing. And this is very disappointing news. The council just have not got the money to do this, and it beggars the question of why are we paying this carbon tax, and why is government setting targets for addressing climate change and then not funding the councils accordingly.
Donegal is no different to others in paying the carbon tax that was introduced by government, but you feel Donegal isn't getting its fair share of the proceeds of this tax?
Well, that's how I would strongly argue. I mean, the carbon tax was brought in by the government for this purpose, was to help councils and indeed the state reach the target set. But we have on this occasion, as I say, we have over 5,000 social houses. And the problem here, and which is really being lost in the Minister, to date we have insulated 3,000 of those homes. And the next step is to retrofit, is to put in new doors and windows to get the full, use and the full results of retrofitting. And it just seems, you know, silly that to give us funding for to insulate, and then now that they cut this funding and are only allowing us to retrofit 25 houses. And I don't know where we're going to pick these 25 houses. But certainly I'd be now asking my fellow members to consider asking for a cross-party delegation to discuss this with the Minister.